Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, does Strebel wear Dickies to the studio?
No, I don't own a pair of Dickies.
And James Strebel.
No, there's nothing wrong with Dickies. I just don't have any Dickies. Save that. Yes. There you go. That's it. Just, the pants, the shorts.
It's just
not that. Yeah.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Before we get into the mixtape, I got to show you this.
Yeah.
You're going to like this. Yeah. You're going to like this. It's not an IG model.
Oh, well, that's it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's Locke.
Oh, what's our guy Locke doing?
It's a picture of Locke. He might be listening right now.
Oh, it's okay. Wow. Hello, Locke.
He's getting in his car.
Okay. Hi, Locke.
And the sun is setting in the Spectrum parking lot.
Oh, a beautiful sight, I'm sure.
And he has taken a picture.
Okay.
And it says, there can be beauty everywhere.
Oh, jeez.
Even at the Spectrum News 1 parking lot can look good in the right conditions. Hashtag One Kentucky.
Oh, there's not a person that's loved their employer as much as Locke loves Spectrum News.
There's really not.
He wins. He takes the cake.
No,
we
get it, Locke.
We get it.
It's like the people that like smooch in public. Like we get it. You're in love.
Yes.
Like, we get it. I've never been in love like you have. We get it. You've been in the best love of all love.
Of everybody.
Of the world. Reminder, post games tonight, Louisville and Furman, Kentucky and Rob Morris. We'll have all the pre and post game coverage tomorrow. We'll put the schedule out online. On the football side, Lou City in action, 7:15 pregame. Saturday night right here on ESPN 680, 105.7 in Bellarmine. Tomorrow night over on 93.9 The Ville, that pregame at 6:45. So we are locked and loaded as college basketball in full swing, and we'll see what happens to on the football side. All right, it's the mixtape. Jackie Boy, you can hit the open. It's all presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. Let's get the open going, and let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
All right, well, there we go. It is the mixtape on this Friday. By the way, I should promote as well. The Louisville women right now down 5. We'll have the post-game show with Chrissy Banta and your boy Biggest Biscuit coming up about 6:30 right after that. All right, Jack, first sound should be a good mixtape. Let's go.
Now, here are your hosts, James Strebel and Jason Entz.
Oh,
man.
What we saw tonight from the defensive backs of Kentucky, and the defense overall was absolutely embarrassing. It was embarrassing.
If your guys can't cover those wide receivers, they can't cover them. Why not call a couple blitzes and at least put some pressure on the quarterback to throw the football? Because you know the guys can't cover. They can't cover in zone. They can't cover in cover two. At least call a blitz and pressure the quarterback into throwing. But they don't do it very often because they're scared.
He threw the ball 20 freaking times and had 4 touchdowns. Breakdowns on defense. Non-tackling BS. The defensive backs can't tackle me. And I'm slow and fat. And they can't tackle me.
They play scared football. They're scared to blitz on defense.
Now, and they're
the
scared
past,
to do things on offense,
too.
On
offense.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I think they do play scared. They play conservative, scared, protect things football. Because it worked one season, and they think that's the way to do things now. Yeah, you're right. You pee down your leg thanks to the defensive backs. And the defense overall was absolutely atrocious. It was atrocious. And, you know, I... That's about as frustrating of a loss as I've seen in a long damn time.
It's so weird to see the offense ball out.
For a coach that hangs his head on toughness and defense, you're not tough, and you can't defend anybody. You can't.
I don't want to hear Stoops complain anymore about that field goal because the field goal is the right move to go for there. Second of all, maybe get a little bit upset about the fact that your defense allowed Tennessee to go 36 yards in three plays in 13 seconds.
About a month ago, everyone was like, well, I hope we can keep Stoops. I hope he didn't go to Miami. I hope he didn't go to LSU. This is why they don't want his ass.
I was going to say, this is why.
Because I wish I would have punted it. Yeah. I wish I would have done that. I mean, his conservative mindset that he has is why he's never going to get a big job. He's never going to leave Kentucky, which is whatever. I mean, we'll be 8-4, 7-5, 9-3 every once in a while. We'll be fine. We'll be okay.
I wish I would have punted it.
That's the lamest. I mean,
if he'd have punted it, we'd have ripped
it. That's him. That's Mark Stoops. I wish I would have punted it. I wish I would have ran the ball. I wish I would have, not scored at the end of the half. That's Mark Stoops.
Game management is pathetic. I mean, this is the best I've seen the offense in, 10 years?
Yeah.
Maybe since he started. And it's the worst.
612 yards, Jimmy. 612 yards. 42 points, can't win.
Your defense has to stop the other team from getting points, man. That's the whole point of the game. It is absolutely ridiculous. It's unacceptable. He should be fined for what he put on the field today, dude. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It sucked the joy out of the season. Am I wrong here? I think that's how I'm trying to read the
No,
room.
You're not wrong. Basketball and starts in 3 days and you're on a three-game winning streak.
I don't want to talk about basketball. Here's why I don't want to talk about basketball. They suck too.
Well, no,
I'll talk about them Tuesday night.
what's going on?
White needs to go to coach's clinic.
God.
He's a Tim Couch era when I was in middle school listening to Nirvana. I don't know. I mean, you now know how a Louisville fan feels. You gained 612 yards of offense. You double them up almost on the rushing. They even had more pass yards than Tennessee, and they lost.
Oh, goodness. It's the Mixtape on ESPN 680-1057. Guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD. We've been telling you now for the last couple years about the Hightower Men's Clinic. 690-2800. 690-2800. Find out more about their pulse wave therapy. FDA approved. No drugs, no needles, all natural, non-invasive. And they support us on the Mixtape here on ESPN Louisville. Keep them coming, Jackie boy.
At least in Groundhog Day, Bill Murray acquired skills, and there were days where he experimented with doing something different when he lived the same day over and over again. This is groundhoggier than actual Groundhog Day, because we keep doing the same thing in these close games, and it is agonizing, and it is yet another missed opportunity.
Same game, different uniforms, same game every week for 2 years, the same thing over and over again.
And you can stand up there and say, we've got young guys and we're going to get over the hump. Man, this is the third try at a game like this. Get over it now. And they don't. It's very relying on trickery when there's just a place for just lining up and smashing somebody. Push somebody back. Push your big fat running back into the freaking end zone and score a touchdown. The goal line calls for manhood and just moving people. And if you can't do it, you're doing a bad job. Year three, you got to be able to move people, score a touchdown to win a game. And again, they didn't.
This game was lost at the beginning part of the fourth quarter when Evan Conley went in. And obviously, he is not a good backup quarterback. And that is Scott Satterfield's fault. He's been there 3 years, and he hasn't recruited any quarterbacks to back up Malik.
Brian Brown proves that he's not a Power 5 defensive coordinator. I mean, he's a complete clown, a joke show.
Joke show.
You can't talk about the crowd and have everybody talk about the crowd and then the crowd be awesome and now we don't hear anything about it. And not that we have to, but it helps.
press conferences like that, ain't it? Like, I know he's committed to sort of being a certain way, and I don't want Scott Satterfield to be fake. I do not. I don't want him to be anything other than what he is. But if that's what he is, every single time Louisville gets his guts ripped out like this, I don't want it. You all reach lower and lower depths every single time we do these postgame shows, and I sort of do too. And he sounds the same as he did after the Wake Forest game. There's no sense here at all that this eats him up in the least. I listened to that press conference, and the problem for Scott Satterfield is I feel like he's going to go home and go right to sleep. I'm not, but I think he is. And that's a problem. That's a big problem for him. He needs to drive down there a little bit. Get his elbows a little dirty. Cuss a little. He does not have to become some sort of mercenary with no soul. I do not want that. I mean, none of us want a Deacon as the head coach. And I love Deacons. But you know what I mean when I say that.
We got to put that on a shirt.
Yeah, I love
Deacon. Edison's got to market that. I did not hear
it.
That. We don't want Deacon as a
head coach.
As a head coach, dot, dot, dot.
It's
I love Deacons.
That's so good, man.
That is great. And really the thing is, I agree with Ennis. Like, I think I almost 100% agree with him.
Yeah, he's on fire.
I'm right there at about 100%.
Yeah.
It's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape on this Friday. It's ESPN 680 105.7. Inside Churchill Downs next. Jack, keep them coming.
You cannot make any of us, and I feel like I can be an us for tonight. You cannot let us think we care about this more than you do. And when it's just another, gosh dang it, I'm proud of my guys. We're so close. You know, if you think about it, we're so close. Get them next time kind of thing. Y'all don't feel like get them next time. If the game is on the line, this defense will not make the stop. I don't have to qualify that.
We're never going to win games like this until we have a defense coordinator who's worth something. You know, go Cards. Love you guys. Basketball starts this week, so that's the only positive I have for tonight.
Appreciate the call there, Brad. I don't really know what to add to Brad there.
Exasperation.
If you lose this game next week, quit. Throw in the towel. Get the hell out. Call Jimmy Sexton and have him find you a job. Like, do not be here anymore if you lose this game next week. And especially if you lose it this way.
I don't much care for New York City.
No kidding.
I don't much care for New York City. And they had a couple of guys transfer, one to Ole Miss and one to Texas A&M. So I think.
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Hello?
Mike, we put you back on.
Hello?
All right, you know, we're just
turn
gonna,
him off.
Yeah, it's all right. Continue. We're good.
Turn him off.
God, this was.
Saturday night, walking off that field, like that was like more dejection than I can remember in a football game ever. I've walked off that football field with Louisville football. I can't even tell you how many times, and you know, bad losses. That was probably the worst one I can ever remember. I don't think it's going to come open. I think Louisville's going to play well at the end of the year. I think people are going to be happy about, you know, some of the play that you have for these final three, four games that possibly we have. Now, if we get to 5-7, I think we're in a conversation.
And Bob Satterfield is an absolute idiot. His offensive coordinator is an absolute idiot.
He's the offensive. Is the offensive coordinator.
Okay. You have 15 coaches on a coaching staff. And 14 of them didn't get in Satterfield's ear and said, Bob,
Scott,
I know you want to go for it.
His name is Scott.
Scott, Bill.
It's Bob. Don't worry about it.
On effing real. Barney. That's, you know, that's my new nickname for him. Barney Satterfield, because you can cross-reference to Barney Rubble, and you can cross-reference to Barney Fife from the Andy Griffin Show. Don Knotts. So, Barney Satterfield. Nice job, Barney.
And head coach John Calipari talked to Bob Valvano earlier today about how he plans to utilize his freshmen on the roster.
Well, Cal, first of all, it's nice to be back in some semblance of normalcy. This is such a great event, and it's got to be a relief to you to kind of get back to some degree of normalcy, isn't it?
And I played the wrong clip. No, that's not your fault. Anyways, we'll hear that clip and the full Cal interview with Bobby V after the break.
Everybody's talking about the hump. What? You know, the hump. You know, getting over the hump.
The Humpty Hump?
The Humpty
Hump.
What's
wrong with you, man?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No. No, it keeps talking about we're, at some point we're going to get over the hump. And you're right. There's no guarantee that you will get over the hump. Like, there.
Why do you do these things?
It's just to make the mixtape. That's all he does. That's what he's doing.
Everybody's talking about the hump.
I'm going to miss you guys. Can we just go a little bit longer, Kenny, please?
I wish I'd gone. And
boom.
Oh, wait,
boom.
Wait.
Okay, I want to read it.
I'm going to miss you guys. Can we just go a little bit longer, Kenny, please?
I wish I'd gone.
That wasn't that
I wish I would have
that
gone.
That was the over. That was the press box laugh came coming out.
No, that was funny because Chris government. Doesn't like, kind of like funny. Chris doesn't like, you know, that's like the press isn't really like his favorite
that's
thing.
That's why I appreciate it.
It's yeah. funny.
It's very
it
obvious.
Funny. Like, yeah. he's great one-on-one. You know, he really is. But, like, in a mm-hmm. press conference, that's not his favorite thing to do.
Oh, Jack. That's, listen, I think that's a 2C.
That's
Blanks. Blank. Blank.
Chris.
Blank.
Boom. Like boom. Okay. Okay, I want to read it. Top international prospect. Frederick King of the NBA Academy in Latin America has committed to Louisville. Oh my God.
Screw your point guard.
Hercules. King has unquestionably been the breakout guy of this event and will now be recruited at the very highest level of college in 2022. Unless you go out.
You did it again, Mac.
And you go get you a Ross McMaines who knows these
Give
players.
Give me some weird music,
Nicky. This is always with the COVID talk. Let it go. What COVID talk was
I mentioned
about?
I got a coronavirus
yeah,
test.
Yeah, yeah, playing, oh, yeah. He's in there.
Oh, you want to talk about Aaron
like
Rodgers?
Crap, and he, you know, and so, yeah.
Texter says, LMAO, Joe Lenardi just released bracketology. I think Joe is completely out of touch. Lenardi's bracket just came out. Louisville is a 10 seed. Joe Lenardi's first bracketology. He must be drunk.
I like all the Brahms.
Yes.
It's time for basketball in the bluegrass.
He got Jack to the bucket and he was getting shots and going to the free throw line.
Efficiency means everything. 10-7 is not going to get it done. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you think it is, you haven't been around basketball enough.
Well, you may not have been around basketball enough if you couldn't tell in the first half that he was the only dude keeping him on the floor. And he had a double-double with 10 assists. Byron. You know what? You haven't been on the call show for a while. Later.
I need some bourbon right now, to be honest with you.
Why is C.J. Frederick on the basketball team? Is he there to carry towels? Why is he not in the ball game?
Because he's hurt.
Why is Dante Allen not in the ball game? I don't get it. I mean, Ty Washington destroyed them tonight. He absolutely destroyed them. And Cal did the right thing. He left him over there on the bench. Why do you put him in with the last 3 minutes to go? Just leave him over there. Ty Washington.
Good job, Jack.
Yeah.
It makes no sense that he came back in the game. Is C.J. Frederick, can he not play? Why is
he's
he not
hurt.
In that basketball game?
Yeah, C.J. Frederick's hurt. He's been. He practiced for the first time on Saturday.
I know, but he can still play a few minutes.
No, he
we don't
can't.
Know that. We don't know that. I don't know if he can or not.
He didn't even make the trip, I don't
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I don't know if he was on the bench.
Okay. Ty Washington.
Are you back? Why wasn't C.J. Frederick and Dante Allen in the game?
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh. That caller said that.
That was
I
a lot.
I was furious.
Okay, so they need C.J. Frederick.
He was like, why didn't Dante Allen? It's like, they didn't need three-point shooting. They couldn't stop anybody in the paint. C.J. Frederick ain't going to go down there and stop Trevor Keels from going into the paint.
Duke had grown men. And we don't have that. They kind of out-physical this.
I'm sick and tired of watching the up-and-down yo-yo that is Keon Brooks. I'm tired of it.
He shows up one game and he disappears for two. Shows up one half and he's not existent second half. He is supposed to be a senior leader, or one of the leaders on this team, and his consistency in regards to his effort and his shot selection and his give a, you know what? His give a F didn't even look there tonight half the time.
James Strebel. James, thank you for joining us
today.
Hey,
it's my pleasure, Dan. I'm so excited to be here right now with you. This is so much fun. Get to talk Kentucky Duke basketball the morning after with Dan Issel. You can't ask for anything better than that.
Yeah, well, we got 2 hours to go. We'll see how excited you are after that.
I just got to tell Dan Issel how great he is. Isn't that wonderful? What a day.
It's a fun time.
What a day for me, Process.
I am loving this.
How
I am
many
so
Kentucky
happy
fans
you're so happy.
Get to do this? I'm
very excited for you.
I hit the lottery. I really am.
I am very excited for you.
It doesn't take much to make you happy.
I'm a simple man, Dan.
Yeah, you must be.
I drink Busch Light, Dan. Yeah.
If we run out of bullets, we'll bring Bobby into this.
Yeah,
show.
We got to bring Bobby in at some point. I mean, absolutely. I got to hear some Bobby gems.
No, you keep doing your thing.
Now,
do
you know how he got the nickname Bobby?
He was like Bobby Fischer.
And I'll tell you who else I think really showed a lot of appreciation for Coach K was the officials.
Yeah. You know, they had to bend the knee, too.
They
continue showing appreciation to Coach K. They haven't stopped that. That's been going on for a while.
That's right.
The number one thing that I love about you, Dan Issel, other than the fact that you are Dan Issel, is the way that you hold Louisville fans accountable. Well, like, you'll go at Mark Blankenbaker in the hallway if you need to go at Mark Blankenbaker in the hallway.
You know what? I try not to lose my credibility.
Sure.
Obviously, I'm a Kentucky fan, and I used to pull for Louisville when they weren't playing Kentucky.
Right.
But after being around Blankenbaker, I don't do that anymore.
It's difficult. Exactly. I understand. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. He revs your engines a little bit, and you got to battle back. Yeah.
Unlike Blankenbaker, I'm going to rise above it.
Okay.
As I say, I pull for Louisville when they play everybody else but Kentucky. So,
and when Blankenbaker gets under your skin.
Well, he doesn't get under my skin. I just like to point out, you know, you got to have some credibility. You know, when you're in this business, you got to have some credibility. And when you say stuff that's just completely stupid, you know, you lose that credibility. And so I'm trying to help Mark out by pointing out, you know, when he says things like that, that hurt his, not hurt, destroy his credibility.
Oh, my God. Jack, you took my leg out.
ADL.
Like, literally, my leg.
Yeah, that was today.
My leg's stiff. Look at my leg. I can't move it right now.
Haymaker.
It's just stiff.
It's a throw flame, man.
The pause at the end.
God.
Holy hell, the luminary. And you're just unbelievable.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're slurping.
I am.
It's unbelievable.
It's Dan
Issel. That's slurping presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Hightowermens.com, 690-2800. I'm sorry to Darren Rogers at Inside Churchill.
Sorry, guys.
Keep it going.
Tuesday morning, as he signed off the show with Diener, he said, "Go Bellarmine, go Cards, and go Duke." And I just don't think that's fair. I mean, he has an innate ability to change every topic, every subject to U of L. For instance.
Or anti-Kentucky.
Exactly. Well, then, Teddy Bridgewater's going to be a free agent.
Well, then I guess today we all start cheering for Syracuse then, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's say go
Q's.
Go Q's.
Go Q's.
There you go. That's a get back at you, Blanks. That's a get back at you, brother.
Now, are you a golfer?
No.
You're not. Neither am I. See, we have a lot in common. Not outdoorsy. We don't really golf. Yeah, I think you and I have an opposite opinion on this, so I can't wait for this.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think we have an opposite opinion on this, so this is going to be good, I think.
Okay, what'd you say about criticizing Cal?
Just you and Joby Hall can do it.
Okay, remember that when you disagree with me. Lone Star Belt Buckles. See, I know that stuff, Process.
He smiles, I think, maybe every time you sing on the show. I love it when you and Mike sit back and sing
Mama,
your songs.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. See, I don't know Lachlan McClain. We asked him to come on this show. and he declined because he said, "What did he say? Process
no compete clause
is a non compete.
Yeah, non compete.
Yeah."
And then I heard he was also begging somebody else on this station to come on and talk about something.
Yes, on the Sunday morning hangover.
Now, I don't know much about you other than you're a huge Kentucky fan.
Yes.
You teach, and you're on in the afternoon with, what's his name, Sweezy?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Sweezy?
Yeah, Andy Sweezy over there, yes. Now I'm on with Andy on the take.
So he goes at Sweeney a lot, too. Would you like to play a couple of those?
Oh, it's Sweeney.
I thought it was Sweezy. Oh, no.
I thought you were kidding. No, I didn't try to correct you. I thought you were joking.
You know, I called him Sweezy last week one time.
Yeah, I had a stroke.
You and Pratt didn't say a word.
Yeah, because I thought you were kidding.
So I'm on a text chain with some of our friends here, including Andy Sweeney, at 680.
Sweeney. Not Sweezy.
Not Sweezy or Sweezy.
Sweezy is really funny.
Sweeney, okay. So right. I'll try to remember that.
And I said...
What's his first name?
Andy.
I was going to really learn his name, but after I found out that he thought Derrick Henry was a better running back than Jim Brown, I figured I didn't have to bother. I didn't have to bother with that. What was the guy? Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry.
Is that who he said was better than Jim's Brown? You know, see, that's another stupid thing. You might as well hold a sign and say, I don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
That and the car wheels.
When Process Bobby over there gave the Bill Walton take about the Blazers,
yeah,
and Damian Lillard being the best player in the history of the Blazers.
You know, like all young people, they think sports started when they started following it.
That's right.
At times, he gets too deep.
David. Oh no. All right, let's go. I agree with you.
I've got to tell you that I'm an old man. There was a writer for the Courier Journal, and I'm gagging for his name, but he covered Kentucky for the Courier Journal.
Is it Billy Reed?
Billy Reed?
No. That's why Bobby's the best in the business.
That's right. That's why Bobby makes the big bucks.
Go,
that's
Bobby.
Right. Frederick King.
Uh-huh.
And
now, where's he ranked? Is he in the top 10?
No. He I don't know if he's in the top 100. I don't know where he's ranked. He's a secret Ross McMahon's player. Offensive, you know, guru, assistant coach for Louisville. He has these secret recruits.
Secret international
recruits.
Yeah, well, it's been my experience. You can't hide a good player, but maybe he figured out how to do it. And where does this young man play?
He plays in Mexico, and that's all I know.
And he plays in Mexico.
He does play in Mexico.
So they must not have heard of Rick Pitino and Adidas in Mexico, huh?
I don't think so, Dan. I don't think that's headline news in Mexico.
Aren't the Cardinals trying to up-tempo? Isn't that their new style of play, up-tempo?
Yes, they brought in this guru, Ross McMahon, from New Zealand.
Now, he's not the same guy who has the secret recruits, is he?
No, that's him. That's the same guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
He's got secret recruits, and he's an offensive guru?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they
oh, my goodness.
They found, no one else knew about Ross McMahon's, Dan, except for Louisville. Amen, Dan.
Mark, I don't want to steal your thunder as the ambassador to the alley.
Chris Bonard apparently bought a car over here recently, so it's a friend, FOD, Friends of Dina.
Friends of Dina.
All right, Steve, welcome in to college basketball tonight on ESPN 680 105.7. The first caller ever on the show. What's up, man?
Pat 40 sucks.
I had a feeling it was going to be something like that. And you know what? That'll be on the mixtape tomorrow.
Yeah. I wish Lamar could play forever here. You know, I'm actually super jealous that Baltimore gets him for like 12 to 15 years. You know? Yeah. However long he's there, I'm super jealous of that. We only got him for three.
Hang on, Lamar.
I really
sucked.
All right.
Don't even come to town.
You love that call, didn't you?
Oh, man. I love the call.
Haymaker, it's great.
But I wish Lamar could play here forever. Is like, to me, that's a tournament. That's a tournament team.
Man.
I wish he could play forever. It's such an innocent thing. It's innocence. Really, it's like childhood innocence. But Blank's, you know, 40, he's 38. Serious. I don't know how old he is.
It's back to back, man.
Oh, my God. We gotta probably get out of here, right? Oh, my goodness. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, well, there's the
tree. You said it was a haymaker. Yeah. All right, well, let's go. Let's play a couple of the good ones, and we'll get out of here.
Yeah, well, I think we'll toss Streetborn Harlow until next week.
Okay.
We'll tease that.
I love Matt Cross. He's well documented. He's the guy that you love if he's on your team, but hate if he's on another team.
I don't know. I think you even like him when he's on the other team.
Next, Larry Bird, scrappy, Larry Bird 2.0. I mean, this is what Matt Cross is going to get. He's going to be, I don't know, you know, you've got players who are legends for how they play on the court, and I think he's going to have his own legacy here for trash talking, because Maben and Rummage all said the same thing Blankenbaker does. He gets under people's skin.
You are listening to Fast Break Friday, presented by L81, Kentucky's original ginger soft drink since 1926. Pick up a pack of original, zero, or cherry L8 today for your next tailgate. Now, here's Bob Valvano and Mike Pratt.
There's supposed to be music. We have no music. ESPN Orchestra kicking the day off. Yeah, everybody's got supply chain problems. You can't get the orchestra.
Satterfield's an idiot.
Killing streaming.
All right. Well, I did this last one. Wow.
All right, one more to go. Good job, Jackie boy. You didn't play it down, and you're right. By the way, Louisville women's team just took a 1-point lead over Arizona. That post game coming up at 6:30. Yep. Inside Churchill Downs coming up next on ESPN 680 105.7. Have a good weekend. Last sound. Talk to you guys on Monday.
They're not worried about, what is it, Keels? They're not worried about Keels, and they're not worried about Banchero.
Keels is going to be
don't know,
all right.
You don't
no,
know.
Here's the,
you
here's
don't know
the deal.
Who Keels is.
No, I don't. I don't care.